The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
May the word of God be on my mind, on my lips, and in my heart. Great crowds were traveling with Jesus, and he turned and addressed them. If anyone comes to me without hating his father and mother, wife and children, brothers and sisters, and even his own life, he cannot be my disciple. Whoever does not carry his own cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. Which of you, wishing to construct a tower, does not first sit down and calculate the cost to see if there is enough for its completion? Otherwise, after laying the foundation and finding himself unable to finish the work, the onlookers should laugh at him and say, "This one began to build but did not have the resources to finish." Or what king, marching into battle, would not first sit down and decide whether with 10,000 troops he can successfully oppose another king advancing upon him with 20,000 troops? But if not, while he is still far away, he would send a delegation to ask for peace terms. In the same way, any one of you who does not renounce all his possessions cannot be my disciple. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Between a rock and a hard place. You've heard that before? It means there's a decision to be made and neither option is all that appealing. Now, over the centuries, almost every culture has had some sort of saying similar to that. But between a rock and a hard place, origins of that saying from 1912, Bisbee, Arizona. Do I go work in the mines? Or do I not work and be unemployed? Neither option all that appealing. Between a rock and a hard place is where we find Philemon from the second reading this morning. His slave Onesimus has run away. This is a very serious crime under Roman law. And while away, Onesimus is converted and baptized by Paul. He's become very dear, very important to Paul. And to complicate things, Paul and Philemon are friends. Paul writes to Philemon, urging him to take Onesimus back and reminding him that by their shared baptism, they are both equals before God. So what should Philemon do? Well, if he takes Onesimus back without punishment, he's violating the societal norms of the day. He's shunned by his peers. He'll be breaking the law. He could face prosecution. But if he does punish Onesimus, well, now he's violating the teachings of Paul, the principles of love and forgiveness. And he'll be offending his good friend. Philemon is caught between a rock and a hard place. What's he to do? What would you do? In the first century, not an easy choice. Jesus in the gospel today sends up a warning flag when he says, "Before following me, make sure you count the cost. Each and every one of us here will face being caught between a rock and a hard place. When there are no easy answers, even if some people think that there are. Now, we never find out what Philemon does. And that's probably a good thing, because each and every one of us have to make our own decisions. No one can decide for us. No one can really tell us what to do. That's the primacy of our own conscience. We can only hope that we have counted the cost. We can only hope that we have the strength and courage of our convictions to choose the path that brings life, to choose the path that leads us home to the Father of all mercies.